they just didn't feel like they could say anything. And one of the boys had come up to me afterward and said, Penny, I knew in my gut that something was wrong, but I just didn't want Kyle to get mad at me. And I just thought I'd let him sleep it off, and then tomorrow I would talk to him about what he was doing. And he said, Penny, I'll regret that for the rest of my life. Kyle died 23 days short of his 22nd birthday. So he had known these kids since grade school. Shocking to me that no one felt like they could say anything. Wait a minute. What is this code of silence that these kids have with each other?
Really, we're going to talk about how to be intentional when our love for our sons and daughters and for people can get in the way, because we think that can be, you know, silence when we need to speak up. Maybe you need to speak up and break the code of silence when something's going wrong. Powerful stories and intentional living next.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. He's a counselor and coach, husband and father, best-selling author, and your advocate for the family. Randy's guest is Penny Whipps, who lost her 21-year-old son to an accidental heroin overdose and started a ministry called Just One Time. Have you gone through a tragic loss? How are you doing? Tell us your story at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. And now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. Today, we talk about loving with a protective love. And, you know, it says in Scripture that love always protects, doesn't it? It perseveres and it's patient and kind and so on. But I think we can be misunderstand that. A protective love doesn't mean that you protect your child from facing reality sometimes in their life, or not breaking code of silence when someone you know, it might not be a child, it could be a neighbor, in this case, friends, that needed to break that code of silence to protect the life of a friend. And you're going to hear Penny Whipps. She's going to join me in a moment. We're going to get her on the phone, and she's going to tell us her story that changed her life, motivated her to get intentional about her passion now. One of the things we're finding over and over here at Intentional Living is through the pain, through the loss, through the difficulty, through the persecution, through the challenges of life, often become the passion of our life and the purpose of our life and the direction of our life to help others. And that's what Penny's story is all about. So you're going to get two things today. One is a real reminder that sometimes we've got to break this code of silence to face, you know, problems intentionally. And secondly, you're going to hear a woman's story as a result of the tragedy in her life that got her fired up and motivated to do one thing with her life, to be intentional in getting this message out. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you have a story. Maybe you have a question. Share it with us when you call 888-888-1717. We'll get to Penny in just a minute.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. I was listening to you today from Seattle, Washington, and you had a caller on whose daughter is 18, and she's dating a young man that they're not too fond of him. And I was encouraged by your answer to involve the young man, invite him into the home, and those kinds of things. When I was 15, I met my husband, and my parents didn't like him from the get-go, and they hadn't even met him. They just decided they didn't like him from looks. I think that if they would have included him in our family at that point, or at least invited him in, it would have made a difference in his life, as he had a very difficult home life. Anyway, I appreciate your encouraging that man to invite that young man into the home and to spend time with him and get to know him. I think that will make a difference in his life, too. Thanks for your work. Bye.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for taking time to tell us your story. You know, one of the ways that we learn in life and grow and feel encouraged is through the stories of others. When we see what God has done in the life of another person, it brings us hope because we recognize, you know, God could do that for us as well. And that's one of the reasons we hear stories, sometimes tragic, sometimes it puts a smile on our face. Often it reminds us of the fact that life is a fragile experience, and that our hope stands firmly on living an intentional life in Jesus Christ, living by faith in Him and upon His Word. And today we have another such story. Penny Whipps is joining us from Sisters, Oregon today. And Penny, welcome to the program. Appreciate you coming.
Thank you so much for having me on, Randy. I appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit, and those listening, about how you've gotten to where you are today, your journey.
Sure.
On September 7th, 2008, it was about 1:30 in the morning. I was living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time, and I got a call from my daughter. She was calling from Oregon to tell me that my son had died. And, you know, at first you hear those words, I immediately went, well, was he in a car accident? She said, no, Mom, I'm really sorry, but Kyle died of an accidental heroin overdose. And my first words out of my mouth were, someone's lying to you. Kyle would never do that. And my brother came on the phone at the time and basically said, Penny, I'm really sorry, but it's true. Kyle died of an accidental heroin overdose. And of course, the first question in my mind was, what happened? I knew Kyle was terrified of those things. So what had happened? So ended up flying home for about 5 weeks to Oregon. And really, 2 days after we buried Kyle, the young men that were with him the night he died asked to meet us and give an account for what had happened to Kyle that night. And I think what was so shocking, and I think at that moment, meeting with those boys, God planted a seed in me, in my heart, in terms of just one time. But what was so shocking was that all the kids knew that something was off with Kyle that night. In fact, one of the boys was with Kyle when he took the heroin. And so they just didn't feel like they could say anything. And one of the boys had come up to me afterward and said, Penny, I knew in my gut that something was wrong, but I just didn't want Kyle to get mad at me. And I just thought I'd let him sleep it off, and then tomorrow I would talk to him about what he was doing. And he said, Penny, I'll regret that for the rest of my life. So when I heard all of these boys were, and these were kids that had known Kyle. Kyle died 23 days short of his 22nd birthday. So he had known these kids since grade school. Wow. So these weren't just casual friends. I mean, they were in a band together, that kind of thing. And 3 out of 5 of the boys were from really solid Christian homes. And so shocking to me that no one felt like they could say anything. And at that moment, I was like, This is horrifying. Wait a minute. What is this code of silence that these kids have with each other? And so I called the principal from Kyle's old school, which I was in that town. And I said, Bob, if you want me to come, I'll come and talk. So within the first 3 weeks of Kyle's death, I had talked 5 times. And my topic at that time, this was back in 2008, was Good Kids Living Dangerously. And, of course, that went on to become what I call a calling for founding Just One Time, which is a student outreach program.
Well, Penny, I tell you, we hear stories so often, more and more stories here on Intentional Living, of people who take the tragedies of their lives, the difficulties of their life, and then use that energy, that pain, that whatever that comes, and give it to God, and then use that to help other people. And I think that is your case as well. I want to take just a quick break here and come back, Penny, in just a moment or two and talk a little bit about your own personal journey, how you've had to accept this in your life, the death of your son. And then what specific things are you telling young people today about breaking this silence so that this kind of tragedy can be lessened in our country? One of many tragedies we have in this world, don't we? There's just so much that families get hit with, didn't expect, didn't anticipate. And whenever we can do to hear a story of a person who says, hey, here's something that can make a difference. If we can save one life today intentionally as a result of talking about this on Intentional Living, it's been worth it.
Hi, my name is Dawn. As far as being intentional about our parenting, my husband and I have 6 children under 16 years of age, and we are intentional about making our home out in the country a place where their friends want to be. Whether they're safe friends or unsafe friends, we really are proactive in making our yard fun with all kinds of different things and activities for the children to do, and have an open door policy for those friends to be at our home. And I think it's a really great way to be in tune to what type of people your children are hanging out with and building into their lives along with your children's lives. Hope you have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Boy, when we hear your stories, we're always reminded of God's goodness and thankful that God continues to do his work in our lives. Share yours here at our Intentional Living Center. We have a phone line that comes right here into our center, 888-888-1717, and you can push the button that'll mute you right into, or put you right into the storyline and share your story with us. Today, Penny Whipps is my guest. She's from Oregon, and as a result of the tragic loss and death of her son by an accidental overdose of heroin, she has turned that into a ministry to help other young people break the silence. And Penny, how have you done through this process? I know you have a passion for your message, but before we hear some specific things of what you teach, how are you doing as a mom? What process did you go through? How did you have to be intentional as you went through a healing process for yourself?
When we think about things that might happen, never in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought I would have lost Kyle to this. And I don't even know how to describe what you go through in terms of the loss is so great. And I came here for about 5 weeks after Kyle died, and then I went back to Atlanta, and I entered in what I call the acute grief stage, where you're literally in a fog, you're numb. You know God's there, but he seems far away. And just God sent a few people in my life that kind of were his physical arms, I guess you might say, or physical presence that he used just to guide me through that time. It's kind of like entering a tunnel that's really foggy and you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I remember talking to a friend of mine who's a counselor, and I said, am I ever going to be the same again? You know? And he said, yeah, Penny, you will. He said, but you won't be exactly the same, because when Kyle was alive, you were a certain color of paint. And when he died, a new color got added, and right now it's mixing up, and parts of you will stay intact, and parts of you will be very different. And so that really gave me the freedom to walk through it. I wanted to walk through, and I think this side of eternity, I'll always miss Kyle. I'll probably always be in the process. You know, I think grief, there's an ebb and flow to grief. You know, some days it's harder, some days are a little bit easier in terms of, you know, missing him. But for me, just, you know, I never question it. I think part of the process of going through grief is people do get angry. You know, they question God. I never question God's goodness. And I possibly that was my foundation, raised, you know, in a strong Christian home. But some people do feel that way, but I didn't. And so I got to the place where I was okay with not knowing why did it have to be my son, you know, because I felt like God gave me a little picture at the very beginning. If I was willing to be faithful and talk about it honestly, not hide things, but talk about Kyle honestly with other people, that we were going to save some kids along the way. And I felt like that was so kind of him to show me that so quickly when I spoke right away within 3 weeks of Kyle's death. But it still doesn't take away that whole thing as a mom. You're in pain. There's a hole in our family. Kyle's absence is very missed. He took a big space up in our family. He was very vivacious, and he was the baby, so that was super hard. I think for me, the biggest thing out of this, two things, was I learned how big God is and how we as humans try to bring him down to our level so that we can understand him, but he's God, you know, and through his word, we get to see pictures of that. But this side of eternity, we're probably not going to get the whole story. Right. And I'm okay with that, not understanding all of what the piece of my life, part of it in being Kyle's death, fits into the big picture. I'm not going to get that, you know, that whole glimpse this side of eternity, right?
And I think
so
that's,
I became okay with that.
And I think that's hard for many of us, Penny, because we want the pieces to fit. We've got to have every piece fit, and if every piece doesn't fit, then we can get frustrated and we want to take control and we want to do something and we want to make it better, and then we get angry at God and we start questioning. And even here at Intentional Living, we tell people that you need a better picture, a more desirable picture of the future, set goals for the future, you know, to have a clear sort of picture of where you're headed based on what Scripture teaches and what God has for you, and then take daily action. But we're also quick to remind people that life doesn't always turn out the way we picture it, and that's okay too. So we have to keep in mind that when the pieces of the puzzle that we try to put together don't always come together, that we're ultimately allowing God the room to be in charge, because he is ultimately. And when we don't, we can get very frustrated. Hey, I would like to come back just a minute, Penny, because we didn't get to the point of really helping what is your message? What is that one thing that you share with students today about breaking the cycle? So maybe we can see at least one person's life saved as a result of today's program. So I think that when we look at expectations in our lives, If we can, this is an intentional message, it really is. If we can develop new goals when we're feeling disappointed and disillusioned, if we can have goals that are clearer, more realistic, sometimes our goals are not what often referred to as a SMART goal, something that's specific and measurable and so on. We just have these wandering thoughts and ideas. But to get some new goals that would come from Scripture, new goals that would come from clarity of understanding God, new goals that would come from spending time and allow the Holy Spirit to minister in our lives to give us clarity. And secondly, to develop new strength. Man, that's tough, isn't it? What does the Scripture say about renewing our strength? The Lord renews our strength.
Hmm. That's a clip from this month's Intentional Living Mentoring CD going out to members all around the country. And I want to thank each of you that stand in support as a member, a monthly member of Intentional Living. And we want to invite you, if you're not, to come and join us right now. And I've asked Dawn to come in and help us do that today.
Yeah, I want to encourage you, really, because, you know, you may be thinking, I've never gotten involved. I hear you guys talk about membership. What is it? I mean, if you've never really thought about giving to Intentional Living before, can I just encourage you, today could be your day to come alongside the ministry with a monthly gift of any amount. Many of our members, as you know, Dr. Randy, choose to do $30 mm-hmm. a month, but some do more, some do less. It's everybody getting involved. And as a result, they're taking their life a little bit deeper in Christ, because they're going to receive your monthly coaching and teaching CDs, brand new topic mm-hmm. every single month. That's a way that you can come alongside our members.
And our goal is to help you be successful and to thrive in your life, in your marriage, or in your singleness, or in your work, because then you can take what God is showing you and share it with others. And that's our passion, for you to be successful in your life, in your walk with Christ. And so come and join us, as Dawn mentioned.
That's right. Become a member when you go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call us at 888-888-1717.
I just realized that I completely misunderstood for over a year now what intentional living is. I thought that you meant, yes, pleasing God, but somehow the decisions were intentionally positive. It's hard to explain what I mean. I only just today realized that what you mean is intentionally obeying God, not intentionally doing positive things for the situation, praying for it and trying to do what's right, but actually intending to do what is taught in the Bible every single day. That is the intention. Overall, that is the direct intentional purpose of living. I just wanted to say thank you for making that clear just now in a small comment you made, not really even talking to anyone, and the light suddenly went off for me. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. I was cruising through the highlights page at theintentionallife.com and was reminded of some of the great programs. Intentional Finances with Parkey Thompson, Are You Raising a Trophy Child, Overcoming Bad Decisions, and Help for Your Intentional Marriage. You may want to listen to these programs, and you'll find bonus material on the associated highlights page. So check it out at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Penny will be back with some great help for your kids and their friends, so they can love with a protective love. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You can rebuild a car engine in one weekend. Make a dinner for 12 in one afternoon. But you have no idea how to prepare the children in your family to be adults one day. You need Raising Responsible Adults by Dr. Randy Carlson. This number one selling book and study guide will help you avoid the mistakes and equip you with the proven tools of parenting. Order Raising Responsible Adults by Dr. Randy Carlson today at theintentionallife.com.
When you take a trip, you take a guide or a map along. While you're on your intentional journey, you want to be victorious in the areas of your life that matter most. So take the Intentional Living e-newsletter with you. Delivered to your inbox each week, it'll help you be intentional in your faith, family, health, finances, and work. you'll stay focused on living an intentional life for Christ. It's inspiration, help, and insights delivered right to your email every week. Sign up to receive the Intentional Living e-newsletter today at theintentionallife.com.
Great things happen when you become intentional in your life.
I'm being intentional in my marriage. We're going on 12 years of marriage, and at one time we were going to become divorced, and it's just totally changed my life, and I'm seeing my marriage flourish.
Think of the lives in your family you'll impact when you unlock the secrets of an intentional life.
Someone who was intentional in my life discipled me and mentored me and showed me what it was to live in purity and have been pure for several years now.
A life filled with intention is a life with meaning and purpose, resulting in a future filled with hope and success. In my six-part DVD series called Unlocking the Secrets of an Intentional Life, you'll learn what you can do right now today to begin living an intentional life filled with hope and purpose.
Unlocking the Secrets of an Intentional Life by Dr. Randy Carlson is perfect for your home or church small group, and it's available today. Go to theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. If you have a story of how you face tragedy in your life, our lines are still open at 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
Thanks, Kurt, and welcome back to Intentional Living. Penny Whips is my guest from Sisters, Oregon. She has a ministry as a result of her own experience of the death of her son to accidental heroin overdose, 4 or 5 years ago, back in 08, and started a ministry called Just One Time. When you get into schools now and when you share this passion that you have, obviously, to help young people break the silence, what is it? What do you say to young people today? What is the message to parents today who are listening as well?
Mm-hmm. When I'm in a school and I'm talking to students, I talk about the power of friendships and the consequences of risky behavior. And I challenge the students to love their friend with a protective love that says, hey, Randy, I'm not okay with what you're doing right now. It scares me. You and I have talked about our hopes and dreams, and the things that you're participating in right now don't equal that outcome. They equal something that could have a life-altering consequence. Mm. So really talking to kids to be a friend, love your friend with a protective love that is, and you might take some kickback, because honestly, there is such a thing about the code of silence, and if you break the code of silence, you're a narc in the schools. And I just challenge the kids through Kyle's story. We have several videos. We have one of the boys that was with Kyle the night he died who came on and talked about losing his friend. We have the 911 call from Kyle's death, because the reality is students, whether they're in private schools or public schools, they are so desensitized to the reality of risky choices, the consequences of those. And so what we do is we take Kyle's story, and then we challenge those kids, look, you have a lot of power in a thing called friendship, but it's your choice on how you're going to use the power of your friendship with your friends. Are you going to use it to help them make healthier choices, or are you going to be silent and allow them continue in a very destructive way? There's no blame here, because I want students to know we're not talking about getting your friends in trouble. We are talking about getting you or your friends, whomever is participating in risky behavior, help, because there is power in friendships, and how they use it is up to kids.
That's a good idea.
You know, what they're going to do. So that's a big challenge that we use. And then to parents, I really say be intentional on knowing your children's friends, because don't assume that just because they're from a solid Christian home or a great, maybe a non-believing home, and the parents are just steadfast, awesome parents, it does not matter, because what's happening in our schools today will shock everyone. There is a new demographic of students at risk. There are the athletes, the top musicians, the top academic. So there's a whole new group of kids that are recreationally using things that are terrifying. And these are kids from solid homes. And that was what was so shocking to our community about Kyle dying. And now getting educated on what's really happening in our schools, what's really happening at those after someone wins a game, they go to someone's house for pizza. What's really happening at that home? It is shocking, and parents need to be aware and start asking questions of the teachers, of really what's happening in our schools. What are the risky things that are going on here that I should be aware of?
I think so often it's very possible for us as parents, if we have our children in a good school, maybe even a Christian school or a private school of some sort, and we think that everything is okay, we don't know, but we just kind of assume because they're around other, quote, Christian kids. And I'll tell you, if you don't know what's going on, if you're not involved in your kids' lives, you're not involved in the friends of your children's life, if you're not involved with the influencers in your children's life, you may pay a dear price. And there are many parents who can attest to that. And so the message today, I think, is a good one. Not only do we have Penny's story, and Penny, you've shared it so beautifully of what you've been through and helped a lot of parents, but also the practical message of get involved, know what's going on. And for young people, if you're a friend with someone, friends are willing to confront and willing to love and willing to speak the truth. And I hope that message comes through pretty loud and clear today. I think it has. Penny, thank you for taking time to be with me. And I want to remind listeners, if you'd like to know more about Penny's story and her ministry Just One Time, go to our website at theintentionallife.com. Hit on the highlights button there, and the information will be there. Keep up the passion and what you're doing, Penny, and keep sharing the message.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, I made an intentional choice with my daughter. She was 7 at the time, and she was coming home from school just completely exhausted. She was just feeling like school was taking up her entire day, and she was exhausted at the end of it, not because she was struggling with classes, but just feeling like her day was spent. And we made the intentional decision to homeschool her the following year, just to let her do school at her own pace. So we brought her home, homeschooled her, and completely changed everything for her and brought her energy back and her love of life and playing and being a kid and doing sports and all the things she loved to do. And that was something that helped our family kind of cut the busyness and help our child who was overwhelmed.
Good for you. Hey, listen, you were an observant and certainly an intentional parent, making a decision, and God blessed it. That's great. You know, today we've been talking about the protective love of God and how many of us, we protect and we care for those around us that we love. The scripture says in Psalm 121, 7 and 8, the Lord will protect you and keep you safe from all dangers. The Lord will protect you now and always, everywhere you go. Isn't that an encouraging and comforting promise from scripture? Good way to end the program. Coming up on our next program, we're going to focus on the impact of an intentional life. It will change your life. I believe it, and I've seen it. We're going to talk about it and how it applies to you right here from the Intentional Living Center next time.